This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Egyptian authorities on Saturday released Mahmoud Hussein, an Egyptian journalist working for Qatar's Al Jazeera television network, who had been held in pre-trial detention for more than 4 years. Hussein was detained in December of 2016 after arriving in Cairo from Doha for a vacation. He was held on charges of spreading false news, joining a banned group, and receiving foreign funds. Hussein was released after Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt agreed in January to restore diplomatic, trade, and travel ties with Qatar. Those ties were severed in 2017 over allegations that Qatar supported terrorism, a charge that Doha denies. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets across Myanmar on Saturday to denounce this week's military coup, and the government moved to cut off the country's internet after blocking major social media platforms. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
The Myanmar military shut down the internet in the country on Saturday as thousands of people protested in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon. It was the biggest street demonstration seen yet since this week's coup. As the protests swelled, witnesses reported a shutdown of mobile data services and Wi-Fi. Earlier, the military ordered mobile operators and internet providers to block access to Twitter and Instagram. A temporary ban had already been put on Facebook, which counts half of the country's 54 million population as users. Before the shutdown, hashtag Save Myanmar and hashtag Respect Our Votes were trending, and many were using the platform to voice their opposition to the military coup.
That's Reuters.